Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Yeah, it's the big show.
4 o'clock, hour of the Wendy's Big Show, live in the Holt Chevrolet Studios with Leroy Butler and the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Sparky's coming up with Sparky's Bucks Weekly tonight at 6, playoff edition. And just locked in a big guest right out of the gates.
Yep, Thon Maker will join us for the first segment of the show at 6 o'clock.
Nice.
Thon Maker, 6 o'clock, tonight's leadoff, Sparky's Bucks Weekly.
I'll be tuned in for that, and so should you. Which team has the best chance of pulling off the upset in this first round of the NBA playoffs? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. As far as underdogs who have stolen one on the road, you of course know about the Bucks. They took game one. That series tied at one apiece. The Bulls last night, they took a 2-0 lead on the Celtics in Boston. And then you have the Utah Jazz, who were able to take a 1-0 lead over the Clippers at the Staples Center. Which one of those teams do you think has the best chance to pull off the upset in the first round of these NBA playoffs? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Sparky, I said when the playoffs started, I gave the Bucks as good a chance as any underdog, lower seed in these playoffs to pull off the upset as anyone. You think they're the team?
Who?
The Bulls. I mean, the Bucks. Excuse me, the Bucks.
The Bucks.
Yes.
No, not anymore, obviously. I mean, now it's clear the team with the 2-0 advantage is the team, the Bulls, with a 2-0 advantage over the Celtics. And what did I tell you all? I told you all. The best matchup in this Eastern Conference was Boston. That was the team I said, Boston beat that team. They get
very emotionally spent.
They can, well, this Isaiah Thomas thing came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But going into this, it's Isaiah Thomas, the overrated Al Horford, and everybody else. That's what it was. And you are seeing now what's happening. That Bulls team, again, Wade, Rondo, Butler, and Wade and Rondo are at the end. But Wade, Rondo, Butler, Bobby Portis has a huge first game. I don't know what he did last night. I didn't look at the box score. But, I mean, this team was up 2-0 going back to Chicago. That series is done. I mean, we said yesterday the Bucks won game two in Toronto. That series was done. That series is done. Boston's not coming back from down 2-0. It's just not happening. So you're going to have an 8-1 upset, and now they're going to get the winner of Washington, Atlanta, and the Bulls run will end there if Washington beats Atlanta because they don't have enough offense to keep up with Washington. But still, That team was beatable. Said it all along, and everybody nationally kept saying they are not a true number one seed. They're just not a true one seed, and it's proving out, Leroy, to be that. That's the case. Brad Stevens did a hell of a job coaching that team during the regular season, but now it's the playoffs, and now you're being exposed.
That's what people are saying. How did they get, you know, the one seed? But Cleveland was not playing very well at all, and you would think that. And then even Cleveland even beat them towards the end. I guess Utah beating the Clippers, there's something about the Clippers is a head scratcher to me. I don't know what they're missing. They have players.
They need a trade.
They have
somebody.
Coaches. Start they
over.
Need something to just put them over the top.
Blake Griffin for Carmelo Anthony. I'll call that this offseason.
Yeah, I think that both teams have come out on that one.
Because Chris Paul and Carmelo are boys, It would make sense.
And I think for the most part, too, you want the Bucks to feel like they have a chance to win this thing. I mean, I think I picked the Bucks to win in 7. So, but, you know, with the Bulls, you're talking about a lot of championships with Rondo and Wade. You would think they have the best chance to just destroy Boston. But if Boston has anything, they got to come. It's a guarantee they have to win in the first game in Chicago just to stay alive. But obviously, if you pick it from this point, you have to say Chicago had the better chance. Because they already have 2 games.
Who do you think has the best chance to pull off the upset here in the first round? 799-1250, I got this this text thread with my buddies from high school.
Yeah.
There's six of us on the thread.
Okay.
And before that Bulls game started on Saturday, one of my boys just sent out to the rest of the group, "Hey, what do you think are the Bulls' chances of winning this series?" And I said, "Guys, this is going to sound crazy. I can show you the text if you don't believe me." I said, "The Bulls are going to win this series, and the Bulls could go as far as the Eastern Conference Finals."
Too bad your boys don't work with you.
What do you mean?
Too bad. They don't work with
Why
you.
Why is that?
Because that would have been greeted with just laughter and said, "Just take me off your text thread."
No, I'm saying, Sparky.
I'm telling you right now, no, don't Sparky me. don't Sparky me. I don't know. No, don't want to hear about it. Because I've sat in this chair. You have sat there. We've sat in the office.
Yeah.
We've sat having lunch.
Uh-huh.
I've done this whole thing with you the entire NBA season. It's the front office doesn't know what they're doing. They can't make up their minds.
They
don't.
They're
trying to be
they
in the playoffs
yeah.
or not. Blah, blah, blah. Blow the thing up and start over. You are fit to be tied. You bash this team all year long. You don't want to hear about it. You've been all over them from the get.
I haven't changed.
Jump. You're so mad. And now.
Nice wearing the hat.
And now we get to the playoffs.
I do have my Bulls hat on today.
He didn't wear it the other day. He was still in Cubs gear. You notice what's going on? No more Cubs gear.
I wore this on Monday.
No more Cubs gear.
I wore this on Monday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, all of a sudden, Leroy, now it's, man, they're going to beat Boston, win the series.
I can show you the text.
This fool here, Ronnie.
Actually, no, I didn't wear it Monday. I wore it yesterday. The last 2 days I've had my Bulls out.
Now the truth comes out.
This fool here, we're earlier in the show, we're in a break, because me and him have been going at it for the last 2 days over this. He says to me, "Well, I still don't like Gar Forman, and I still don't like those guys in the front office. I want them gone." I said, "Rami, if they beat Boston the one seed, they're going to get extensions.
No question.
That's what's going to happen. You just signed up for another 5 years of these fools being in charge of your team. So if you want them gone, you don't want them winning this series. What you wanted was a sweep or just to miss the playoffs. You got a better chance of Paxton and Forman being gone. Now you're screwed with them for a long time."
I didn't say I wanted them necessarily to advance that far, because you're right. It creates false confidence in this front office. I haven't changed my stance one bit on the Bulls as an organization, and especially that front office of John Paxson and Gar Forman. I don't like them. I don't like what they're doing, and they don't have a clear direction. And
their direction is they're going to win the first round of the playoffs.
Good.
If they go to the Eastern Conference Finals, John Paxson will look at you and go, "So what don't you like about the direction of the Eastern Conference Finals, Ronnie?
I'll say, what does a trophy for that look like, John?
Oh, that's good. And John's response will be, "Did you think we were going to win a trophy at the beginning of the year?" No.
No.
We're building towards winning a trophy.
You barely beat Miami to get in this thing.
You're building towards with Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade, who are a wheelchair ride away from the old folks' home.
No.
Okay?
Those veterans. A
lot of championships in there.
And I'll tell you another thing that he said. Now that I just...
Uh-oh.
The Taj Gibson trade that they made, he was
livid.
They got nobody back for him. What
and
a
they
horrible
did it.
Trade.
What did they
oh,
get?
Oh, you were mad.
What did they get?
You'll see that Cameron Payne will turn out.
Stop, man. He's not even dressed for the playoffs. He's not even dressing.
I didn't say he's ready to play right now. But I'm saying, as this development process goes along,
he'll be your point guard.
Awesome. You'll like him. Just give him some time.
My point is, and hasn't changed, that I want this team... If they're not going to contend for a championship right now, and they're not, I never thought that they would, and I still don't think that they will, because then come Eastern Conference Finals, if they make it that far, you run into the freight train that is LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
If they make it that far.
So why
did
you put that in your text, though?
Put what?
I thought you said you text your friend. Maybe I misheard you.
Because it's a bold prediction. But it doesn't mean that I'm necessarily excited about it. They're not getting through LeBron and the Cavs.
I don't know if LeBron and the Cavs will be that far.
Yes, they will. They're going to the finals, and we can talk about that next if you want.
The NBA finals?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no doubt. I already know what the NBA finals are, and so does most of our audience, but we'll check their temperature on that in just a few minutes.
They have no chance against Golden State if that's who it is.
But Sparky, my point all along was if you don't think this group of guys can now or ever will contend with LeBron James and the Cavs to get out of the East, then blow it up and start all over. I'm not excited about them potentially going to the Eastern Conference Finals. It does nothing for me because I know the result once they get there. So I haven't changed my stance at all. John Paxson and Gar Foreman don't have a real plan. They don't have a championship in mind. They're just trying to put a product out there on the court that can fool some people into thinking that it's a quality product and could actually do something to keep on getting contracts, to keep on selling tickets. But at the end of the day, if you're not trying to get a championship, that's not what I'm looking for my front office. So tell me how I flipped or flopped.
Welcome to the Milwaukee fan base of the Bucks and the Brewers for the last 30 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Exactly my point. I mean, you just proved my point.
Now, the Doug Melvin era, that's different. They were trying to go to World Series by doing the Sabathia deal, doing the Greinke deal. He was trying to go for it. He was trying to win the dang thing by emptying out the farm system. It just didn't work out at the end of the day.
So am I a flip-flopper or no?
Yes.
How?
Yeah, absolutely.
How?
Yep.
Explain to me how.
I just don't understand how you can be highly critical of them all year. And then at the end, pick them.
Because what, Sparky, at the beginning of the year,
does
what
that
did
make
I,
sense to you?
At the beginning of the year, what did I say about the Bulls?
Huh?
I said they were the third or fourth best team in the conference.
You did say that. You said third best. By the middle of November, you were done with them.
Okay. But what
so
did
that
I,
was what, two what weeks did, into the season?
What did I also
you jumped?
What did I also say about them at the beginning of the season? What was the second half of that sentence when I said they'll be the third or fourth best team in the East?
I have no idea. That was six months ago.
It doesn't matter.
Well, then you don't even remember what you said.
No, that's what I said.
You said it doesn't matter what you said.
No. I said they'll be
isn't
the
third. What he said?
I said they'll be the third or fourth best team in the East, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you said that. You said it's Cleveland and everybody else. It doesn't matter who else
right.
is in the East.
So if you're not contending for a championship now and won't be in the foreseeable future, blow it up and build a team that'll be ready to contend when Cleveland and LeBron are in decline.
I bet you. Mm. Let's see. I'm 40. I'll be 41 this year, Leroy. Mm-hmm. I bet you, however long I work here, however much longer that will be, that our fan base in this state, Packers, Brewers, or Bucks, will never get to that point.
Get to what point?
The point Boop. You're there at it is. With the Bulls.
Cubs just scored a run on
why
a Wilson that, Contreras
Why is it
single.
When the Cubs score, you don't ever miss? But when the Brewers score, I have to tell you that the Brewers
you have
score.
To tell me one time. I nailed it every other time. Come on, man.
Either way. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, I bet you.
Okay, now back to the fan base.
It won't happen. You won't ever get to the point where he's at where it's, oh, boy, the Eastern Conference Final. Mm-hmm. That's not good enough. You know, if we can't win a championship, mm-hmm. I don't care. I just, the Packers, even Packer fans, mm-hmm. as highly critical as they can be of the Packers, mm-hmm. that's still not the attitude they have when they get to the playoffs of, well, we're never going to win the Super Bowl anyhow, so this mm-hmm. is pointless. I mean, I've never heard that attitude from a Brewer fan, a Bucks fan, or a Packers fan
Look,
for the
man,
most part.
I'm,
never
am
in
I,
my entire life
am I rooting?
Living here, I've never heard it. I'm not saying you're wrong for it. Not at all. I'm not criticizing you for it. I'm just saying I don't think that mentality that a Bulls fan has who's won six championships with Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. I don't think that mentality will ever probably be the same mentality that we'll probably have here. I don't think we'll ever get to that point. I'm not saying his mentality is bad. Not at all. I don't mind it at all. It doesn't bother me. I'm just saying I don't think that will ever... Because if it was going to happen, it would be with the Packers right now.
Probably.
And we're not.
Because they've set a high bar, just like the Bulls did for me when I was growing up.
Right. Now, the argument can be said that in the NFL, that team is New England. But even New England doesn't have, in my opinion at least, I don't think there's as big of a gap between New England and the rest of the NFL as there is between Golden State, San Antonio, Cleveland, and the rest of the league. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Because Pittsburgh should be better. They should be better.
I'm just saying the whole NFL.
Yeah, the entire whole
the
NFL.
The whole NBA
yeah.
right now is Golden State 1, yep. San Antonio or Cleveland 2, the other
big,
three, and then there's
a
valley.
Drop,
then right. there's a valley. In the NFL, you can say, okay, New England's 1, but I don't think there's a valley between the next team down.
No.
I don't.
Meanwhile, Sparky, last night, remember when you guys made fun of me for having two TVs in my living room?
Yeah, Sight and Sound Solutions making you feel better about
I rolled
that.
A third TV, the one from my kitchen, into the living room last
third
night.
TV.
I had the Bucks on the big one. I had the Bulls on the second TV. Then I had Brewers and Cubs on the third one. And I followed each and every pitch, each and every dribble, each and every shot of all three of those
Why
games.
Why don't you just hang the TVs on the wall?
It's a complicated situation. But I can do that thanks to my good friends over at Sight and Sound Solutions.
That is true. Alan will hook
we
you up.
We need to get in that place, Steve, and see what it looks like in there.
I've been in there.
Sparky's scared.
I've been in that place. Yeah, I was in there. I've been there a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been over to his house.
When the last time, though? When the last time? It had some changes. Inside 6 months?
Was it last summer?
Probably.
The boys, the boys went over there, and then we went down to the water to try to go fishing and everything else.
All that's didn't change.
Ozzy came with, and he brought the dog and took the dog for us.
I know a couple people live in that area. I'll get them in there.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed one bit.
By the way, when you get home tonight, go a little bit to your left. I can't see nothing.
I'll make sure. Yeah. No problem.
Go ahead, Steve.
It hasn't changed one bit.
No.
You have a roommate living with you.
Yes.
And you have a female.
Yeah.
But it hasn't changed.
No.
Come on.
As far as the like the furniture, the decor,
no,
the TVs.
Oh, that I believe.
Yeah. Let's just pop up over there one day.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you put the key under the flower pot like most people?
No, man. Just come on over. I'll let y'all open my door and you come in.
You and I will go over there.
We're going to just pop up.
We'll free Ozzy first and then we'll go inside.
Man, I swear to God.
That's what we'll do.
If you let my dog
free
loose.
Ozzy.
If you open the door and let my dog loose.
Hashtag free Ozzy.
He's got, now, Biscuit would not run out. He's gotten better.
If he loves you, he's just going to sit there and wait for you to come home.
He's gotten better.
If he hates you, he's gone.
He was a runner when we first got him.
Thank you,
he's got loose two or three times, but he's gotten better about it. But
he'll lick me and say, thank God I'm out of here. If
my dog gets loose because of you,
we're going to get him a lawyer.
We're going to be looking for two new hosts on this show because one's going to be dead, the other's going to be in jail. I'll tell you that right now.
We're going to get him a lawyer.
Yeah, right. Well, that's all right, though. We'll free Ozzy in the meantime. Check this out. Sight and Sound Solutions. This is the deal. You get $99 a month. You get AT&T home phone, AT&T internet, DirecTV, choice package with that DirecTV that includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. And you get their Genie, which is their DVR, 1,000 hours of recording space, 5 shows recorded at once. And you get the NFL Sunday ticket for free this upcoming football season. And you get one of the following two for free, a $100 Visa gift card or a free TV. Take advantage of it now. Sight and Sound Solutions. They can get your DirecTV hooked up the next day in most situations. Call Alan today, 262-510-2725. 262-510-2725. Hit 1 when you get the prompt. Alan or one of his associates will answer, and you'll be on your way to getting set up with a happy, happy life. Sight and Sound Solutions in Waukesha.
We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Another thing I haven't changed my opinion on or flip-flopped is that I know what the NBA Finals are going to be. Do you? And we'll discuss that next
on
the Wendy's Big Show. It is the Rami Know-It-All Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. 4-2 Brewers over the Cubs at Wrigley Field right now. Seventh inning. Pitching change in the works. We're going to have the Milwaukee Admirals baseball post-game show as soon as that game is over. Right here on The Fan. No Tim Allen today. We'll handle post-game duties ourselves. Do you have any doubt?
Tim ain't going to be there. Wow.
Do you have any doubt that it's going to be Cavs and Warriors in the NBA Finals? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. I'm going to go to Leroy first on this one. Leroy?
It's what most people
assumed when the season started. Has that changed at all?
No. No, it really has.
Thank you.
LeBron James.
Now you and Sparky can yell at each other.
As long as LeBron James is around, he's going to be in these finals. He's been to 6, 7, 8 of these things. It seems like it. But when I said that, Steve, I got put in the NHL, they put you in the penalty box.
Penalty box, Or the AHL. Admirals going to put in a penalty box.
It was a few Wizard peoples in there, and there was some Bucks people saying it's going to be Golden State and a surprise team out of the East. I can't see it. As long as LeBron James is around, for some reason, he turns it up, and he's going to be in the finals. Now, when people ask me, if somebody was to knock off Cleveland, who would that team be? Now, you got to go back and look at the brackets. Remember how they got the brackets now? It's, you know, so who you think that team would be, and it seemed like a lot of people really like Washington. But it's no doubt to me Golden State and LeBron. I think that's what the NBA wants. I think that's what TV wants, radio, everybody, media. Everybody wants another rematch of those guys playing.
I'm not debating with you, Leroy, that that's what TV wants. I'm not debating with you that's what Adam Silver may want or what the NBA may want at this point.
That's what I want.
Is that what you want to?
Yeah, because those are the two best teams. Give me the best series you can give me. Give me the most entertaining basketball you can give me. And that's going to be Cavs and Warriors. They're the two best teams in the NBA right now. It made the regular season kind of boring outside of the stellar individual performances from Russell Westbrook, James Harden, et cetera, et cetera. But when come playoff time and come the finals, that's going to be the most entertaining series. So give it to me. I know it's going to happen, and it's exactly what I want to happen.
I don't think that series will be all that entertaining. I think Golden State may sweep them. Cleveland's defense is horrible, and that's an understatement.
They're not playing great right
now. Dude, they haven't been playing great all year. They've been horrible.
Especially the last month or so. They're
not very good, and that's a problem in the playoffs. And eventually, look, Indiana's giving them problems, all right? And Indiana's not that good either. Now, if it's Bucks, Cleveland, no, the Bucks aren't going to beat Cleveland. All right, fine. I'm not saying they are. But I'm telling you one thing. Washington can give them problems.
Washington looks good.
Washington has got a lot of scoring. Yeah. And if they aren't interested in playing in defense in Cleveland, that could be a series. They could screw that whole thing up. They really could. You've got Beal that can score. You've got Wall that can score. Otto Porter's on
LeBron
that team.
LeBron take all those guys' hearts.
Okay.
Just grab it up and swallow.
That's great. But Kyrie Irving's nice. And then what? I mean, from this perspective, Cleveland's the favorite.
A lot of veterans.
Cleveland's the favorite. I'm not saying Cleveland shouldn't be the favorite. I'm not saying if I had to bet money now who I think is going to go to the finals, I wouldn't bet Cleveland. Well, I am saying I don't think it's a given this year like it's been in previous years. I think Washington is very capable of beating that Cavaliers team. I do. I think they've got enough offense in order to make that work. The Bulls have not lost to Cleveland all year. Do I think if it gets to that point, Eastern Conference Finals, like Rami's dreaming about?
I'm not dreaming about it, dude. Don't mischaracterize me.
If that were to happen, do I think the Bulls have a chance in that series? No, I don't. I think Washington has a chance against them. And I did think Toronto, but I don't think Toronto does anymore after watching them the first two games. Maybe they can convince me otherwise as we go through this series against the Bucks. But I don't think that. In the West, I would be very interested to see Houston Golden State. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think games would be like 130 to 125 every night.
Yeah, probably.
It would be. I would think it would be a fun series to watch. San Antonio, I'm not sold on. I haven't been sold on the Spurs all year. I'm not convinced that they're good enough to beat Golden State. I'm not convinced they're good enough to beat Houston, to be honest with you. I think the Rockets are a very dangerous team. I think they're probably the second most dangerous team in the West outside of Golden State at this point.
Houston just has to play defense because they can score with anybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, in that system, everybody can score.
And if you can score, you can be in any game, right? If you can score the basketball and you can shoot, you know you love your shooters.
Yep.
And they got lots of them in Houston.
A bunch of them.
I'm surprised you don't have a Rockets head already. That is a team that is going to keep themselves in against Golden State. Golden State, that last game, that Golden State game, that looked like an ABA game, the first half of that game, between them and Portland. It was just up and down, no defense whatsoever. It wasn't until the fourth quarter, till they got to Draymond Green, decided to turn up the heat a little bit, that they won that game.
Draymond Green.
Can't stand
it. But Golden State, when it comes to defense, they can flip that switch and be one of the best defenses in the league anytime that they want.
Well, we'll see.
Now, Cleveland,
we'll see.
Their defense has been suspect for a while now.
It has been.
That's what
I'm telling
you.
They're locked down. They need to.
I think Golden State could sweep Cleveland.
And they're lucky. How lucky are you for Indiana has a chance to beat them and a guy misses a wide open shot? I mean, they're a little lucky. The next, they play a little bit better the second game.
They could have beat them both games.
Yeah, they really could have. Indiana could be up 2-0, but that's what I'm saying, Steve. They're lucky, and they got LeBron James on their side.
You could be lucky enough to meet Sparky tomorrow and get some free Wendy's.
You coming with?
I'm trying, dude. I told you. I have a thing. Yeah.
Efforting.
I'm efforting it.
Yeah, efforting.
All right, so you've heard me talk about how much I love this Wendy's, right?
Yes,
double
sir.
Double stacks, Frosties, dip your fries in the Frosty.
Vanilla.
Chocolate. All that fun stuff. I am going to be at Wendy's in New Berlin tomorrow on Moreland from noon until 1. This is how this is going to work. All you got to do is show up to get a free Sparky Lunch Munch for 25 lucky people. So you stop in tomorrow from noon to 1 at Wendy's in New Berlin. I'll be there. You can come talk some Bucks basketball, Packer football, Brewers baseball, whatever you want. I don't know anything about the NHL or MMA, so don't.
They don't either. So
outside of that, I'm pretty good. All you have to do is stop in at Wendy's in New Berlin on Moreland between noon and 1 tomorrow. Mention that you heard about Sparky's Lunch Munch and be one of the lucky 25 people that gets a free lunch combo courtesy of my friends at Wendy's. How cool is that?
A free lunch combo or like a free Frosty?
Free lunch combo courtesy of Wendy's.
Are you sure?
Yes, but you have to tell them at Wendy's that you're there for Sparky's Lunch Munch. And if you tell them that, then Wendy's is going to give you a free combo. First 25.
There's going to be 1,000 people that are waiting to get this one.
Right. 25 lucky people that get a free lunch combo. Again, that's in New Berlin at that Wendy's on Moreland between noon and 1 tomorrow. Come, have some lunch, talk some sports. Be a lot of fun.
Do you assume it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State in the finals?
That the one on, I'm sorry.
Is no,
that
go ahead. On Cleveland? Let's clarify.
That's not
yeah, right. I think that's Cleveland. Cleveland. I think it's Cleveland and Moreland.
Is Bango going to be there?
Did I say that? No.
Hey, man, listen, free
just wondering. I mean, Bango came out to meet Bart. I figured if he's going to meet Bart, he would come out and meet Mr. Bucks, Barky.
Apparently not.
All right. You and Bart need to break up this competitive stuff.
What do you mean? I
Rami's
love Bart.
Rami's competitive with everybody.
Everybody and everything, man.
Chuck and Bart, for whatever reason, Rami likes to fight with both of them.
No, it's not
I
just.
I don't understand
it's
why.
It's not just them. I'm competitive within this show. I'm competitive about everything I do. It's how I motivate myself, man.
He wouldn't let you let that flip-flop thing down. You didn't even mention flip-flop. You mentioned it three times. Sparky never mentioned it.
Because he mentioned it off the air.
Rami knows the truth. That's all that matters.
I'm no flip-flopper. I'm no waffler, all right?
You do like waffles, though.
I love waffles. Yeah. I just stole my parents' waffle iron a couple weeks ago. I've been making waffles every weekend since.
That's cool. Yeah. So you can wrap that up and give it to your mom for Mother's Day and her birthday.
I could do that.
That's great.
I could do that if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Do you assume it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State in the finals? And is that what you want? 799-1250.
Yes.
Or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. We'll hear from you when the Wendy's Big Show returns in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Threw seven at Wrigley Field between the Brewers and the Cubs with a Jacob Barnes strikeout of Jason Hayward to hold on
good.
To a 4-2 Brewers lead over the Cubs. He's real good. He might be the answer at closer for this team.
Going forward?
Going forth. Yes.
He got some nasty stuff.
Got nasty
throwing
stuff.
Today, boy.
Got, he's throwing Ooh. Up there 97, 98 with motion. And then he can just drop it on you with the breaking ball or some off-speed
and
stuff.
78. That's mm-hmm. hard.
No, that he's...
That's hard to hit.
He might be the future at the closer role for this Brewers team. And we're going to have...
you got to field a dribbler, though.
The Milwaukee Admirals baseball post-game show as soon as that game is over. Sparky, Leroy, myself, will handle that. Right now, we're asking you, before we hear from Ted Thompson at 4:48, are you assuming, as I am and as Leroy is, that it's going to be Cavs and Warriors in the finals? And is that what you want, as Leroy and I do? Sparky doesn't agree with either of us on either of those. 799-1250. Dennis in Kenosha. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, Dennis.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, how can you guys not want to see the Bucks? I know it's a little facetious. How can you not want to see the Bucks in the finals?
Well,
of course we want to see the Bucks.
Yeah, if I was wishing upon a star, man, yeah, but I just
don't. Right.
Yeah.
Hope against hope.
Right.
can we just, honestly, last night, I usually I'm so pessimistic with all my teams, Bucks and Brewers especially, have been burned so many times. But I called in yesterday, and I really do feel the same way today. Especially, I got a confirmation last night. They had a bunch of different times they could have just folded up and said, you know what, boys, let's take it home. We got what we came here for. We got the road win and the game won, and let's go home and get some home cooking and all that. They kept fighting and clawing and diving their way back in. A breath of wind in any other direction, and Brogdon's three goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Deli's three goes down, or maybe Deli's not in the game next time. But one thing you got to understand is with Brogdon, Giannis, and Thon all getting those fourth quarter minutes, this is just like unbelievably awesome for our future because they're just getting more and more experience. And kid, too, like everybody kind of takes for granted, what is this fourth year as a coach? He hasn't been in a whole lot of these situations before, except for that one year with Brooklyn, or were they still in New Jersey at the time, but what have you. He's still kind of trying to sow his oats, too. So that alley-oop last night from Thon to Giannis,
yep.
whether it be this year, next year, or whatever, that's a glimpse, ladies and gentlemen. That's what your future looks like. And the rest of the league better be on notice because that was something to behold, truly.
It really is at the point now where when Thonmaker plays, you giggle to yourself a little bit when you see him do things. When you see a couple of those block shots, you see him make a great pass.
He's had five blocks in two games.
Yeah, you see him make a great pass. You see him hit a three. You see him put the ball on the floor and go to the hole. There are just things that you see and you just giggle and go, oh, man. Oh man!
You just wait.
Do they get another star to go with Giannis and Thon that nobody saw coming? I mean, I just to hit two grand slams if you're the general manager of any team is a huge deal. This isn't – see, Jabari's not a grand slam. That was the obvious choice.
Obvious two.
It was Wiggins and Parker. They were 1-2 whatever order they went. The Bucks were two, so you took whoever was left. They could have ended up with Wiggins had Jabari gone one. So that you don't really call a grand slam even if and even when he is an all-star. So that's no knock on Jabari. Right. It just wasn't – it was a no-brainer.
But you and I got two was a guys, gamble. Steve. No one even know who these guys
are. Thon was a gamble, and Giannis was a gamble. Yeah. And they both could pay off for John Hammond.
And it's not a gamble, but to hit on the second-round pick the way that they did with Malcolm Brogdon,
well,
I mean, that's unheard of. Even if he doesn't win Rookie of the Year, which he should, but even if he doesn't, for a second-round pick to be that seriously in the conversation for Rookie of the Year is almost unheard of.
Billy McKinney told me the other night on Sparky's Bucks Weekly. I forgot when it was. All these days just go one into another. I think it was a couple weeks ago. Said that they had Brogdon as a first-round grade and that he was dropping down people's boards because I think it was a knee issue or something like that from college. Mm-hmm. And that's why he was falling. So when he got to the Bucks, they were like, done. Just go up there and give them the card before anybody changes their mind.
Very mature.
I mean, from that standpoint, they thought he was a first-round player.
He's 24. And to get he's a mature
him,
guy.
Right, to get him in the second. Yeah, but it's the NBA, Leroy.
Yeah.
They don't like mature guys in the first round of the NBA draft. Hmm. They like guys that are 18 with a lot of upside.
Oh, like
when you're 23, 24, oh, you are who you are. There's no upside with you. No. You can't get any better. That's how it's viewed in the NBA. And it sucks. You get penalized in the NBA draft for going to school for 4 years. You get penalized for it because you're tapped out. You've reached your ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You go one and done. Oh, boy, they love you.
Oh,
you haven't done anything. You averaged 4 points in college, but we're going to take you five overall. That's how it works. Crazy, but that's exactly how it works.
We'll see how it all plays out with the Bucks and the rest of the NBA playoffs. Yeah, we all hope that the Bucks,
of course,
make the finals. Yeah, but we're not. People were sort of getting on my case on Friday, and when Leroy and Tim were saying, "Well, I would be happy with anything short of a win here in this first opening round series." People were calling it a loser mentality. That
we
I was
pinned down.
That
Steve.
I was saying that you'd be, you know, you should be happy with
two or three
wins in this series. I think they can win, but two or three wins, and you should be happy with that. It's not a loser mentality to say it's highly unlikely, almost impossible that the Bucks are going to the finals, right?
Yeah.
Can we all agree on that, Leroy?
The NBA finals.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's Leroy's way of not agreeing with me. I know that Packers fans accept nothing less than a championship, and we're going to hear from the GM who's trying to get you that in a lot of people's eyes right after this on the Wendy's Big Show and in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. We're going to reset the big topics discussed on today's Big Show, give you the final say on them with Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane coming up at 5 o'clock. Well, let's head up to Green Bay as the Packers convene for their first round of OTAs. And GM Ted Thompson addressed the media. We'll bring you a few minutes of that right here on the Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. There's Ted Thompson, Packers GM, addressing the media up in Green Bay today as they convene for their first round of OTAs and get ready for the 2017 season. Trouble up at down at Wrigley Field, I should say. Cubs have cut that lead down to 4-3. Addison Russell with a single into right field to score a run. Nobody out. Men on first and second for the Chicago Cubs, with the Bucks in the playoffs, the Brewers season in full swing. There are times, like I was telling Sparky earlier, I had to have three TVs in my living room last night. That was a waste of my time and effort, Sparky, because what I should have done is just head over to Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, my favorite place in the whole wide world.
Gigantic TV.
And just watch all the action on all the flat screens. Great food and drinks as well. That D&B Sports Lounge with three 161-inch TVs. Yes, gigantic, Sparky, and eight 75-inch TVs. And then, when I was done watching all the games, I could have gone out to the Million Dollar Midway featuring the latest and greatest arcade games like the new Walking Dead and Zombie Snatcher games. Your favorite basketball team is in the playoffs. No better place to watch all the action than Dave & Buster's. You can even set up a private viewing party to watch all the playoff action. Don't miss your favorite baseball team, UFC pay-per-view fights, and catch all the pro hockey playoffs with NHL Center Ice. Dave & Buster is an awesome place to have your company's special event for groups of any size. Heck, you can even do a Dave & Buster's takeover and own the whole place. Kids' birthday parties, graduation celebrations, you name it, they do it. Leave all the planning and details to Dave & Buster's, so all you have to do is have fun with your guests. Leroy just planned, what, your sixth party over
the
there,
sixth
Leroy?
One.
Six parties. Leroy Butler.
I got
Butler.
A new thing on the menu. I'm going to try when I get over there this time.
What is that?
I'm going to need some help from you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wilson Contreras strikes out. One out now in the bottom of the eighth.
I'm going to need some help from you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to have the fives all around.
The fives all around?
I thought he said flies all around. So I'm glad you clarified
five,
that.
No,
man,
that place
five,
is clean.
Five. Now you get the chicken quesadilla.
Ooh.
You get the pretzels dogs.
Oh,
pretzel
those
dogs?
Are so good.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord have mercy.
Those are real, real good.
You get the... You know,
it's a little cocktail weenie wrapped in pretzel dough.
Things.
It's so good.
That's why they call it five all around. You get five of these things. Now, and you get the five fried shrimp with the spicy habanero.
I think you almost got that. Good job. That's well done.
I was going to let you have those hot ones, but that's what I'm going to get, dog.
All right.
Claude Hammer.
What was that thing you mentioned yesterday?
Oh, I had the, hold on.
You made me want to try it, man. I forgot what it was.
Here it is.
Okay.
Right here. The bacon wrapped shrimp.
Yes.
And lobster sauce with the fire grilled shrimp.
Oh, man. That menu at David Buster's is no joke.
I'm going to get my little piece of steak well done.
Like a hockey puck. Mm. And always adding new items to the menu at Dave & Buster's.
Ooh,
but back to those parties. If you want to set up a party there, call Ben at 414-454-0100.
I said, I got 120 people. Can you accommodate? He said, just bring them. We'll figure it out.
And you can set up your customized special event the same way Leroy did. That's Ben. And the number again, 414-454-0100. And mark your calendars for the annual golf outing to help raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, June 27th at Silver Spring Country Club. Leroy donated a autographed canvas to that you can auction on, and you can get your group together, sign up, or become a sponsor today. Just call for details or just head on out to Dave & Buster's and eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's, Wauwatosa, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue. Jeff has the latest from Wrigley Field, then we'll reset the big topics discussed on today's big show, give you the final say. Oh, but before we do any of that, Sparky... I hate to say it, Leroy, but he's better at that than you are.
That's fine, but the next time I want him to be here.
Right, it helps when he's actually in here for it. Yeah, no doubt. That's right, it's time for your chance.
Don't call the post office as much, Leroy, and I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Try and get your hands on this $1,000 signing bonus. All you got to do is take this keyword and text it to 72881, and you're entered into our national contest. This evening's word is RUSH. R-U-S-H, as in rush to your phone, and text RUSH to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. That's RUSH to 72881. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane, coming up next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.